Hi, Scott Messina here. Welcome to the Messina Connection, where we cover sports, music, people, and a little bit of politics. Can you handle the conversation? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Messina Connection with Scott Messina. I'm here with my good friend, Dave Chioli. We got a lot to talk about. And you know what I want to start off with. Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
The world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Damn right.
He's one of the only Eagles fans that I get along with. He's my favorite Eagles fan. I got a couple that are nice. But I'm Washington fan. He's an Eagles fan. And that's how we actually became buddies about 15 years ago, watching the games. And then all of a sudden, it just went from there, man.
It did.
So your career, what you do, so basically the Messina Connection talks about everything, dude. We talk about business, we talk about music, entertainment, we talk about politics, real talk, no bullshit, just straight up, no fluff, and no censorship, which is very important to both of us, right? But tell everybody what you do, man. Mecca Productions, I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing of what you do, and then I'll brag about you. Oh, wait. Shot with Scott. You got to start everything with a shot with Scott. Let's go.
Beautiful. So, Mecca Productions, we are a custom fabrication company. We build scenery for the entertainment industry, for the theme park industry, for the television industry. So we basically take somebody's design or conceptual design, and we take it from there. We fabricate it in-house in Orlando. We're looking to expand to Nashville. Just finished up Epic Universe, or we're finishing it up, so we should be done with that in a few weeks. That opens this Memorial Day.
So what did that entail? Like, what, when you say fabricate, I understand, like, in TV world, fabricating sets, like for Mandalorian or for whatever, the sets that go in front of these big LED screens and all of that. Define for our viewers fabrication and what the definition of that is.
So basically we take the design that they come up with, and then we take that design and we have full metal fabrication capabilities, woodworking capabilities. We basically take their creation and building the props, building all the scenery that's around you when you're in the theme park and you're immersed in that world. We just finished How to Train Your Dragon, which is a land. We created all the barrels, so all the barrels from the movie. Everything is based off of the IP from the movies. So in our fiberglass department, we carve the barrels. All the barrels are made from scratch. So basically, everything is created from new. We don't take anything or buy it off the shelf. It's all brand new and custom made.
Wow, dude. No, seriously, that's fascinating. I mean, I guess the biggest claim to fame I got to brag about, I told you I brag, is Hollywood Horror Nights. I mean, you've been doing that for what, over 20 years, you were telling me?
We've done Hallow Scream at Busch Gardens for the past, or this will be our 18th year, and wow. Then this is our 10th year for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
So when you go, when everybody goes into the old sound stages, I guess they're the old sound stages, they flip into the haunted houses, which theme the movie.
Correct.
And then you provide, not the actors, not all the talent, Universal handles all of that, but you provide all the set designs for those houses.
Yes. Well, we Universal has their own specific department that is just strictly for Halloween Horror Nights. So typically they have five original houses that they come up with, and then they come up with five IP houses. So in the past, they've done Stranger Things, Halloween, Friday the 13th, so every year it's a whole new concept, and that's about 10 months out of our year is working on building the houses for Halloween. That's to code per Orange County. So we build just like you're building a house. So we build the house, we get it inspected, and then from there we take their design and build the Halloween houses.
Jeez. I remember you telling me after Halloween last year, I remember you telling me, "Yeah, dude, we're starting on next year already." I was like, "Good night." And I guess, you know, the equivalent to that would be the Super Bowl halftime shows. I know they start immediately, and I know some of the other, they just, it takes a whole year to put something together. I mean, all Christmas stuff is taking place in April, because by the time it's edited or put together or whatever, it's 7 months. You're singing, you know. So Christmas in April and May is real, right?
Yeah, we usually finish the Halloween houses, usually the end of July. We're done. We're 100% done with all the houses. So then they have time to do their lighting and audio and all of that, and then actor training. And so it's one of their biggest, it is the biggest event that Universal Studios puts on.
Oh my gosh. I mean, dude, people come from around the world for that.
Yeah.
And I think Universal, with this epic thing you were talking about, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
I got to see a sneak peek. I had to sign NDAs on it, but my goodness, I can't talk much. I know you can't either, but I guess it's ready to open like soon.
Memorial Day weekend, it's opening.
Oh, okay. May.
But I think from what I heard, they're going to do a kind of a soft opening. They're going to let influencers go in and kind of do their preview of it. So
these influencers, man, they're getting paid. They're getting paid to literally, you know, you were laughing at how many cameras I have on this podcast, on this show.
Yeah, there are a lot.
All we need is a red carpet, right? But they'll go to one of the parks, and they'll just go live. And they're like, just walk. Like, there's no production value. There's nothing. It's FaceTime on your phone.
Yeah.
And they're live on their YouTube feed, and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kudos to them. I'm not hating on them. It's brilliant. It's brilliant that there's that many followers loving to see normal people enjoy themselves, or gurus that know the parks down in Orlando. We're in Nashville right now. I have no problem prefacing that because of iShowcase Music and some other great things that are happening. And Mecca's getting ready to open, and we're going to tour, you know, my other studio, View Studios, who I'm affiliated with tomorrow. That you're going to like that.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
That's gonna be really cool for Mecca Nashville too, because they need fabricators. I think now we're talking business on this. I think you have a niche, or what's the word? How do you pronounce it? Niche. I think you have a niche market on not many people do what you do. Now, when it comes to music and Music City, I've been blown away, man. I'm in the culture down here. Do people actually listen? They actually pay attention. They actually love it. They support it. But I think you have an issue on what you're doing, because I don't think that there's a lot of you down here.
No, I don't think there's many down here. So, but I don't know how much, you know. I mean, do they still make music videos? I think they do.
I don't think they're as high budget. I don't think you're doing $1 million Thriller, Michael Jackson Thriller videos anymore. And that's a whole another ball game, man. I mean, what they do. They'll go crazy on the video, but then the artist doesn't realize that, dude, you're paying that back.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying that back, and you're paying that back pennies on the dollar, because every record company will recoup their money. So they had no problem spending it. But, you know, Jelly Roll had a documentary. There was a something recently. He explained it so well. He was like, and all he's trying to do is just like what I'm trying to do with iShowcase Music and iShowcase TV. I want to help people. I want to educate people. I want to, you know, dude, they just don't know. You know, there was, in the NFL, there was actually a group of veterans that started classes trying to teach the players how to responsibly use their money.
Sure.
So, I mean, what, you play for 5 years, you get hurt, you're done. Some people play for 10, not everybody's Tom Brady, right? They need that in the music industry. I think it needs to be completely upfront and completely, hey, okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you want that $500,000 video, or you want that $250,000 video, you're going to pay this back, and you're not going to pay it back. You know, nobody's buying records, dude.
Yeah.
What, Snoop even came on. He got 1 billion streams and only made like $42,000 on 1 billion streams. And he was like, what the hell is this about?
Yeah.
So somebody at that caliber, at that level of fame, could really help the system and make it. And the music, I could go on and on about this, to which I am. The music industry, the music streams are making more royalties than the video. Hear what I just said?
Oh, yeah.
When I'm streaming on Amazon, and I'm streaming on Tubi, and I'm streaming it's like 0.0021% of a penny per minute streamed. The Grammys went up to Congress, had some bills passed that made it so music is actually getting paid better on your streams than you are on TV. And once, you know, everything will match up, and it's just greed.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I had a very good friend who worked for Sony Music. I believe he still does in New York City. But he told us stories about some of the artists. They would get advanced $1 million to record their album. And then when the sales didn't... I think that's one of the things that Jelly Roll talked about.
Oh, you knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. You saw that? You saw that interview?
Well, I know this artist, which I won't name, they were given $1 million and their album sales only did like $400,000 or $500,000. You have to give that money back of what you didn't make, of what they didn't make on giving you that $1 million. So this artist owed that money back, and they went out and they spent all that money. They spent $1 million. So then they had a...
So they were in debt for $600,000.
Then Sony had to go after them to get the money back. It's crazy. Crazy industry.
It's a savage industry. But there's time for change.
Sure.
You know, the whole country's changing right now. If we want to talk a little politics, I'm all in. The country's changing. It's exactly what I voted for. It's better than I expected. And it's like, I've known for so long how much corruption. That was a great segue, man. Sure. You said your own podcast, dude. That was a beautiful transition.
I don't have enough cameras.
You got me as your buddy. You're good. So, you know, I have known, I'm from D.C. originally. And born and raised, man, 28 years. And I'm just like, moved to Orlando, been there for 25 years. And I knew, I mean, it's the most... It's just going to come to fruition. It's going to come to the forefront of the most beautiful thing in the world is the fact that the richest man in the world is crossing T's, dotting I's, you know. Oh, well, he doesn't have clearance. He doesn't have security. This dude makes rockets for NASA. He has more security than anybody has security. What the hell are you talking about? Right? So for him to get it right and all of that, I mean... I have, and I'm not going to mention them either, family members, friends, a lot of people work for the government.
Right.
And I would hear, you know, by 11 a.m. they're done. Their day is completely done. There's the productivity.
Yeah.
And it's like, not anymore. Not anymore, man. I am so glad the fat's getting ready to get cut, and it's just going to be so great for this country.
Oh, the amount of taxes I pay, I like to know where my money's going. And the fact that my mom is about to be 82 and she's worried about her Social Security, and then you find out that, you know, a million plus people are getting checks every month, then they're 150 to 200 years old.
150 so years old.
I just think the corruption is so deep that, you know, and they're trying to block him right now. They're trying everything they can to stop him from figuring out where all this wasteful money is going.